The economy is growing again. The gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 3.5% in the third quarter. Today, President Obama said he is gratified by the latest numbers.
This is obviously welcome news and affirmation that this recession is abating and the steps we've taken have made a difference. But I also know that we've got a long way to go.
NPR's Tamara Keith tells us why the path ahead is still such a long one.
By the numbers, the recovery is pretty remarkable. At the beginning of this year, GDP was down more than 6%. Now it's up more than 3%. It's a nearly 10-point swing. But we have to remember the economy is getting a lot of help from the government. Cash for clunkers, the first-time homebuyer tax credit, stimulus projects, a Fed funds rate at near 0%, and artificially low mortgage rates.
Absolutely, it's a big part of the turnaround that we've seen.
Christina Romer is chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
The way this is supposed to work is the government fills the gap until the private sector comes back. And I think we are starting to see some good signs.
But if you take out cash for clunkers and the homebuyer tax credit, that GDP number starts to look less impressive. John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo, says the big question is whether this recovery will be sustainable once the government starts to pull out.
The patient at some point in time has to get up out of bed and stand on their own 2 feet. Now, they may be a little wobbly, but to continue to supply support to the marketplace is probably going to create a false sense.
So going forward, Sylvia and other economists expect economic growth will be more tame. And there's another issue, unemployment. A report out this morning showed 530,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. It was a slight improvement from the week before. But less bad isn't actually that good. Just ask Frank Zeleny.
My economy? Recession over? No, not anytime in the near future.
18 months ago, Zeleny was laid off from his job on Wall Street. He's been trying to find a job ever since and works a couple days a week as a substitute teacher to get a little income.
It's catch as catch can. Every morning at 6:30, I wait to see if the phone's going to ring. If it does, it's a good day. If it doesn't, oh well, go out and rake the yard.
The reality is that the jobs recession hasn't ended, even though the GDP recession, the economic recession, has ended.
Nariman Baravesh is an economist at IHS Global Insight.
And unfortunately, the employment picture always lags the recovery by 3 to 6 months. So it will take a little bit longer before both households and businesses feel comfortable and confident that the recovery has legs, so to speak.
That's been the pattern in the last several recessions. John Sylvia at Wells Fargo says we need to keep these mixed economic signals in perspective.
You need to congratulate yourself because you've just made it through probably the toughest recession since World War II. So going forward, okay, we may not have boom times right away, but we still have economic growth. That'll lead to job growth, and things are getting better.
Too soon, he says, for champagne, but you might want to have some on hand for that day when it's clear the job market is back. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.